It's the What a Weird Week show. 10 tens. Revisiting 10 number tens from the season. Friday, August 25th, 2023.
Hi, everybody. It's Weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like,
really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
You guys, this is What a Weird Week, a show that is a weekly look at weird stuff from the news. This is Season 4, Episode 48, first published on Friday, August 25th, 2023, and it's 10 tens, revisiting a bunch of number 10 entries from earlier this year. Let's find out if they stand the test of time. I mean, maybe this show is irrelevant. Maybe these stories don't even stand the test of time. Let's find out.
10.
All right, at number 10, from Friday, January 13th, we led off that show with another weird world record, Elon Musk's newest world record for losing more money than anyone ever has. A legit world record from the Guinness World Records. Folks, according to Forbes magazine, Elon Musk has lost around $182 billion. That was at time of recording, January of 2023. The old world record was only $58 billion. That person feels pretty good about themselves now, where Elon has lost $182 billion. Let's see how this story holds up. First of all, you might recall the money talk and the money losing talk all started to occur after Elon announced he was buying Twitter. Does this story hold up? Elon is still wealthy. Twitter is no longer a thing. Now, it's X. And I just read an article where Elon says X might, I'm paraphrasing a bit, but it may not succeed. So I'm going to give this story a B minus for holding up, for hold aptitude.
10.
I'm excited. I know this one already holds up. This is number 10 from January 20th. Chocolate is great, according to science. Scientists from the University of Leeds were looking into why chocolate is delicious. That is me paraphrasing, but the research indicates that it all comes down to lubrication science. How chocolate coats our tongue seems to be an important aspect to its deliciousness. I didn't, at the time when we recorded that episode, I didn't know what lubrication scientists were doing exactly. I thought it was mostly, some of them work for NASA, but I thought it was mostly, in the adult industry. It turns out some of these scientists are putting their PhDs to good use, figuring out why chocolate is delicious. That story, A plus, still holds up. This is a weird show about weird news from the weird week. What a weird week.
10.
All right, back to our 10 tens episode, revisiting 10 number tens from this season, seeing how they hold up. This is number 10 from February 3rd of this year. The headline was RoboCop 7, Robo Lawyer, coming soon to Disney Plus. At the time, I was just having some fun with the AI. This one was about OpenAI, but we had a number of stories this year about artificial intelligence. This is the one where the chatbot got a C+ in law school. A professor at Minnesota University Law School gave the same exam that all the law students have to pass, and the artificial intelligence is now a lawyer. It wrote 12 essays and did the 95 multiple choice questions. C+! You've had lawyers that got worse grades. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know your legal history. I'm assuming. Does this story hold up? Not at all. Since this story, artificial intelligence has been in the news constantly. Everyone's nervous about it. And several of the chatbots have become judges. They're now on the Supreme Court. They went from C+ at law school. Now they're on the Supreme Court, you guys. This story gets a failing grade. Does not hold up.
10.
Number 10 from February 10th, 2023 was record-breaking cereal box dominoes. Weird but good story. We started leaning into some of the good stories with all the bad news. Teachers at the Red Apple Academy in Wisconsin set up 7,000 and something cereal boxes and knocked them all down. And that was a Guinness World Record for the most cereal boxes given the domino treatment. And it worked. They all fell down And then they just kicked back and waited for the Guinness World Records official confirmation. They collected the cereal. You know, it was all in the name of helping to feed hungry people and make the world a better place. And they got a Guinness World Record out of it. It still makes me happy, this one. So this story holds up. 100%. A+. Weekly weird news in your ears. This is What a Weird Week.
10.
All right, we're back to the 10 tens. And you guys, if you're streaming the podcast, listening to the podcast, you know what we're doing. But if this is a situation where you jumped in, you're tuned into Funhouse Radio, ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. Let me just reset. We are revisiting 10 number tens from this season to see how they hold up. This is number 10 from February 17th. Very old motorbike breaks record. 115-year-old Harley Davidson sold for nearly $1 million, and that was the record. And that story holds up. You don't get too many 100-plus-year-old motorbikes selling for $1 million in the news. So there hasn't been a repeat of this. Also, it wasn't a fake. The $1 million check didn't bounce. This story holds up. I'm giving it a B-, though, and I'll tell you why. I'm doing something wrong with the keywords or whatever. I don't know. Because I thought for sure we'd get some extra downloads from the motorcycle enthusiasts, and we got zero extra downloads that episode. Motorcycle enthusiasts did not find our episode. So I'm giving myself a fail. I'm giving the story overall B-.
10.
Okay, this number 10 is from Feb 24th. It's about the New York alligator. And I'll warn you right now, trigger warning, it doesn't have a happy ending. It was a weird story. We reported on it. They found an alligator swimming at a lake in Brooklyn in February. That's too cold for an alligator. Also, it's illegal to have an alligator, a pet alligator, in New York State. So this, obviously, I'm not a detective or whatever. I'm not Sherlock Holmes of animals, but somebody had an illegal alligator and let it go. When they found the gator, they took it to the Bronx Zoo. It was about half the weight it should have been, this 4-foot alligator. And it held on and fought the good fight until April and passed away. And that's where the story ends. So I'm glad we circled back to this one. I'm not glad for the ending, but I'm glad we found out a little bit more, because sometimes you do these stories and then they're gone from the news. You got to do a deep dive to find out what the heck happened. So I'm glad we circled back to this one. That's what happened. The February story, the alligator in Prospect Park, Brooklyn. This is the What a Weird Week show, where we recap the weird news of the week.
10.
All right, we're at number 10 on our 10 tens show, revisiting the 10 number 10s from the season. This number 10 is from March, and the headline was, I mean, there are worse things to find in the crawl space, but... ... This was the story about that teacher from a school in Massachusetts who's been charged after a crypto mining op was uncovered in the school crawl space. At the time, this is what we reported. Teacher allegedly set up crypto mining PCs in the school crawl space. An inspector found the setup. I also remarked how I did not know it was illegal to have a crypto mining operation in a school crawl space. At the time, I thought maybe the teacher would win an award instead of getting fired and also charged criminally. I thought they'd give the teacher some sort of ingenuity award or some sort of IT, now you're head of the IT department, or something. But that is not what happened. And even the U.S. Coast Guard was involved. This is how serious this thing is. Department of Homeland Security were involved in the investigation, and the U.S. Coast Guard. So I ended that story at the time with hashtag big time stuff. Here comes your update. The former teacher pled not guilty. The charges included fraudulent use of electricity and vandalizing a school. In July, they were still in pre-trial hearing mode. In July, the Boston Globe reported that a court date for the person charged in this will be September. So, to be continued.
10.
This next number 10, a little bit different. In March, we had a special episode for Pi Day, which is March 14th. It's supposed to celebrate the mathematical equation pi, but we also celebrate, you know, pi that you can eat. And we had a special pi raconteur in, Gib Giberson, who can tell a heck of a story and had some wonderful pi memories like this one. So, not an official number 10 story, but it's number 10 in my heart.
Pie is delicious. I'm Gib Giberson with another Pie Day memory. Once as a lad, I stole a piece of my mother's boysenberry pie. Well, to teach me a lesson, Mom made me eat an entire pie as punishment. Then she made me smoke an entire pack of cigarettes. Then she made another pie, and then more cigarettes followed. All told, I ate 38 pies that day, and I smoked an entire carton of cigarettes. It was a different time back then, when good parenting meant you made your children learn a lesson through forcing them to eat things and smoke tobacco products. And spanking. There was an awful lot of spanking back then. Not on this day, though, because Mom was too exhausted from making 38 boysenberry pies. I'm Gib Giberson. Have a happy Pie Day.
Ooh, do you need a moment? Because that was moving. Hey, all right, moment over.
10.
Our 10-10 show continues as we revisit the number 10s from this season. Our final number 10 is from March 17th. Would you regret calling in the animal rescue experts if this was your house? This story, people heard weird noises coming from their wall. Oh my gee, there's an owl in there, some kind of bird in there, there's some kind of wild animal in there. And they call the animal rescue experts. And then the sound isn't coming from the wall. Oh my gosh, it's under the sofa, you guys. And it was a Harry Potter plush owl making magical owl noises under the sofa. At the time, we sent a shout out to the Cleethorpes Wildlife Rescue in the UK. They shared the story. Luckily, no actual birds were harmed. And this one, I'm going to say the story holds up. You know, it's one of those stories that if you've ever done something dumb in your life, oh, you haven't? Oh, well, congratulations. But for those of us who have, you hear a story like this and you're like, oh, I'm not alone. We're not us dummies. Dummies of the world, unite. We're not alone. And that is a wrap on our first ever 1010 show. Thanks for being here. If you want to do a deeper dive on all the stories we talk about, go to the show notes page. That is at shownotes.page. You can find everything through there. You can subscribe to the podcast through shownotes.page. You can stream the podcast through shownotes.page. You can also listen to us on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. Hopefully, you can come back again next week and tune it in. What a weird week.